Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I have a wonderful crew here tonight, but they're not here. They're virtual. So my virtual crew is Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Alan Rainer James.
Hey there.
Hey.
And Melissa.
Hello.
All right. Well, we're still locked in. Not really. I go out every now and then, but don't tell anybody because it seems not to be a good idea, especially here in North Carolina now. Mm-hmm. We had one arrest in Raleigh for protesting and getting out. We've had people dragged out of the ocean and hauled off.
Rick, that was a situation where multiple people came to drag a single individual out of the ocean, I think.
Yes.
California one.
Hey, what's the problem with the social distancing in the ocean?
And you're the only one out there.
Right? Fresh air. There's no plastic surfaces for the virus to stick to.
Yeah. And he was the only one out there. That's what's amazing.
That's scary.
What kind of threat was that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, folks, CCTA Wake Up Call. We are Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, complying with the social distancing. We're miles apart, trust me, except for Melissa. She's not that far apart. We are going to talk a little bit about this coronavirus and the effects it's had on us. And I don't know, folks, do you think there's a little bit of overreach going on?
Is there any doubt?
Well, in some people's minds it is,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, there is.
Because there's a lot of people. Melissa, you were telling me you saw some videos today about people that were caught out without a mask on. And the reaction, the comments about it, they wanted pretty much to lock these people up and take away all their rights and privileges.
Yeah, that was a Candace Owens video that she had gone to Whole Foods with her husband. She said they changed the mandate. She's located in D.C. They change the mandate every week. First, it was the, you know, marks at the register to stay 6 feet apart. Then it was wait outside in line and they'll tell you when to come in. They went in Monday and did not realize that they had another mandate that you must wear a mask inside the store. So they just went in and she said people were just staring at them and giving them funny looks. And then a police officer approached them and with masks and said they must put the mask on or leave the store. So she was questioning, you know, forcing someone to have to wear a mask and the overreach of that. I also was on some videos. There was a plane that flew in from to land in Ukraine. And as the passengers were getting off, they were supposed to go into a quarantine that they had prepaid for, $200 per person to go into a two-week quarantine before going to their homes. And I guess on the flight in, the passengers started talking and kind of there was a mutiny that they weren't going to do that. They just wanted to go home and quarantine at their homes. And when they got to the airport, they forced the doors open and fled. What scared me were the comments underneath the story of the people who were just demanding that the list be publicized, the flight list, these people's names and addresses, that it be given to the law enforcement so they could go to their homes and arrest them, that they should all be taken to a government camp to be quarantined. There were comments that if you if they get the virus, not to give them any help or treatment, to let them suffer in their greed and selfishness. But the scariest part, there was one comment of a woman saying, you know, they didn't want to give up their personal freedom. But I just got chills at how many, I mean, hundreds of comments of people saying, get military after them, go to their homes, arrest them, and put them all in a camp together. I mean, that's
a nightmare.
It terrifies me.
Yes. Well, the issue is, how can you be forced to wear a mask when you have no virus? If you're healthy, what is the fear, and why do you have to put a mask on? And we hear the health officials here in the United States said that if you wear a mask, if you're healthy, it does nothing.
Exactly.
The only time you should be wearing a mask, right, is if you are infected. So there's different advice given by health officials. I'm in the United States. I'm going to take the advice of the U.S. officials.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You used one word there, and that's fear. And that's what it's all about. They're trying to ramp up the fear to where everybody will be so ready to accept this new vaccine that's going to be coming out. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. Hal?
Yeah, I just want to mention that I went down to the commissary and the BX, and actually over to the dispensary, pick up some medicine, and I was issued face masks along the way, military gas masks, you know, anyway. And then I heard from another veteran that goes down there that now they're requiring you to get on the base, you have to have one on, so they're pretty tight down there on it.
Yeah. Well, look, let me share my screen here.
I was going to add that our daughter in New York, apparently New York, they're just saying as of Friday, you have to wear a mask to go outside.
Dang. That's draconian. If I go outside and I'm gardening on our property, there's no one around. That's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's overkill. It makes me want to throw things and stamp on things.
Well, you know, there's only one tree that grows in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of going out in your garden, there was also a video from a man in England, somewhere in England, that he was actually recording as a cop approached him and his son. They were in their own front yard or garden, as they call it. And the cop said that they are not allowed to come out except for their 1 hour of exercise a day. And the son is questioning, he said, but I'm just in my garden. I'm just in my front garden. There's no one around. And she just continued that she has the power of the government to enforce that they not come out.
Well, this
is unreal. It's horrible.
I'm looking at Twitter feed from the Raleigh Police. Raleigh Police Department posted, and this was yesterday, protesting is a non-essential activity.
No, I think it's really essential. I think
they
it's
need
more
to read
essential
the First Amendment. Yeah, they need to read the First Amendment.
I think Ray read it today. I saw it out on her desk.
This situation makes me so angry. I feel like I'm trembling. I'm so mad.
Well, you know, it's activity like that that's going to make North Carolina put it slide down into the blue zone. You know, if we want to keep our freedoms, we're going to have to, I guess, re-educate or get rid of law enforcement like they have in Raleigh.
Yep.
We need to do something. This cannot be allowed to stand.
Well,
another interesting thing that happened up in New York, Chris Cuomo, the brother of the governor of the state, back on Easter, somebody was riding a bicycle by a property that Chris Cuomo is building, a property he's building a new house on. Well, the bike rider noticed that Chris was out there looking at the site, and Chris is supposed to be quarantined in his house because of having the corona markers or whatever it is. So the guy said something to him about, aren't you supposed to be in your house? Well, Chris apparently read him, the guy, the riot act, and finally actually berated the guy on his radio show, on Chris's radio show. Well, the guy has filed a police report of a threat from Chris. So here's the brother of the authoritative King Cuomo saying you can't go out if you have, you know, if you're quarantined, you can't go out. And here's his brother going out. Sounds fair to me.
Actually, if he was on his own property outside, not intermingling with other people, I don't see the darn thing wrong with it.
Well, the fact that he has the virus kind of changes that for me.
And the fact that
if he wasn't near other people, what difference does it make?
And the fact that the governor has just told New Yorkers, our daughter included, that come Friday, you cannot go outside without a mask.
Guys, I think what this shows right now, what we're all saying, shows that this is a teachable moment, a debatable moment. And, you know, you have those that are on the side of liberty, that err on the side of liberty, then you have those on the side of safety, and the two do not coexist.
No, they don't. And if you don't, it's not erring on the side of liberty. You know, Patrick Henry said it rather well. Give me liberty or give me death. Yeah. He meant it. I think we should too.
Yep.
Well, let me get back to the Bill Gates issue. I mentioned that we would talk about a little bit of that on this vaccine. A lot of people may not realize that Bill Gates just doesn't do computer software stuff. Matter of fact, he stepped down from the board at Microsoft. He's full-time now working on this vaccine for the coronavirus. And if you'll just go out there and put Bill Gates corona vaccine in your search engine, you'll come up with a lot of information on it. Bill Gates backed coronavirus vaccine as it enters human trial. Bill Gates coronavirus means we need digital tracking. Bill Gates calls for a national tracking system for the coronavirus. And
but,
it goes on.
But Rick, didn't you tell us, in fact, you showed us part of a video in which Bill Gates was touting the goodness of reducing the human population on the planet.
Right.
Who's going to want to take a vaccine he has anything to do with?
Well, it's not just him. Let me get back over here to this, and we'll talk about that some more. His father was on the board of Planned Parenthood, and his family, him and his wife, have been talking about and practicing eugenics for years. And what they were talking about is... Well, here's the quote, and if anybody is familiar with TED Talks, which are scientific talks and discussions that you can search for on YouTube, and you can search for TED Talks and Bill Gates. But here's a quote from one of the talks he did. The world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Now think about what you just heard. If they do a really good job on new vaccines, they can lower the population by 10 to 15%.
I got a goal.
I didn't think vaccines were supposed to lower the population. I thought they were supposed to protect the population.
Well, that's why I thought it was important for me to read the quote, and you can go and watch the video, hear those words out of his own mouth. Let's see. There's a whole list of them. Ted Turner, a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. That's a quote from Ted Turner. Henry Kissinger, depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. And of course, there's your old friend, George Soros, and let's see, David Rockefeller. It just goes on and on. Now, a lot of people would throw this into category of conspiracy theories, but these people are out in the open on it. They've made these public statements. They've written books about it. They've written letters, and, you know, it's not hard to find that information. It's out there if you'll go look for it. Mary?
Rick, one of the things that I've been seeing on Facebook lately is a lot of pictures of California without the pollution, the canals of Venice without the pollution. And I really believe that there is a movement to say people are dirtying up the planet. We need to stop all industrial activity. And I think that's part of what you're talking about.
It is. Matter of fact, it's come out now that during this shutdown we're having, the New Green Deal people are saying, hey, look, we were right. It's working. Look how we're saving the environment, because nobody's driving. The pollution in New York is way down. And, you know, they're using it to justify this New Green Deal. Hal?
Well, you know, so often is the case, you can look at China as the country that moved real early toward socialism and communism. And one of the things they did was restrict the number of children the couple could have to one. And what that ended up happening was that a lot of people killed a lot of girls because they wanted to have a son to, you know, carry on the family heritage and everything. So it ended up to being a terrible thing. And they did eventually lighten it up a little bit to allow two children per family. But that's their government controlling the number of people that they have. And it does turn out to be a bad thing.
It is. Let me, you know, say again, talking about whether it's conspiracy theory or not, that there's actually people out here that practice eugenics, study eugenics, want to depopulate the world, get rid of as many people as they can to get the population down. Right here in the United States, in Georgia, there's a monument. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. That's Guidestones. And the Georgia Guidestones is a granite monument erected in Elbert County, Georgia in 1980. It's a set of 10 guidelines that are inscribed on the structure, and they're inscribed in 8 modern languages, and a shorter message is inscribed at the top of the structure in 4 ancient language scripts. And this monument stands at an approximate elevation of 750 feet above sea level, and it's about 90 miles east of Atlanta, 45 miles from Athens, Georgia. And it's got one slab that stands in the center and 4 other slabs are around it. And it's often referred to as the American Stonehenge. And I tell you what, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I'll read you some of the inscriptions that are on there. So stick with us. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, we were talking about the Georgia Guidestones, and you can look that up yourself. Just search for the Georgia Guidestones, and I told you I'd read you the message that's inscribed on the Georgia Guidestones. Number one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. Number four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Number five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Number six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. Number eight, balance personal rights with social duties. Number nine, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Those are the inscriptions that are on this monument in Georgia. Now, the first one, maintaining humanity under 500 million. Limiting the population of Earth to 500 million will require the extermination of 9/10 of the world's people.
Right.
9/10.
I think I prefer the Ten Commandments. Thank you very much.
Okay. I think they need a good combat engineer to go in there and drill holes in that monument and stuff them with dynamite and set them off.
I'm concerned about the one that says balance personal liberties with civic or social duties.
With social duties.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that one.
Social duties, yeah.
You have a right to be, Diane. That's intended to take your liberties away from you.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's out there thinking that, you know, tin foil hats, you know, conspiracy theory, go back or think really hard about just your liberal media, your normal ABC News. When you hear these governors talking or you hear these experts talking and they're saying things like limit of supplies, we may not be able to treat the elderly, we have to make those hard decisions for who they choose to treat. I also think about the abortions. Why is it so high in the Black communities? Why are the abortion numbers so high there when the woman who started this whole thing said that it was to get rid of the African-American population? That was her whole point. She was recorded saying that. So, you know, if you think this is a conspiracy theory, there are people out there who actually, they're trying to reduce the population. They wholeheartedly agree in it.
does Nazi concentration camps bring back any memories? I mean, I know we're older than a lot of people that might be listening today. I don't know. But this has happened before. People, this is not a new thing.
And but, there's still some survivors of those concentration camps with us.
Yeah. Right. I wanted to do was point out, look how quickly so many people have given up their freedom and their rights for just a little bit of what they think is safety based on something that if you watch, I don't care whether you're watching mainstream media or not mainstream media, you can see there are many, many different opinions on just how dangerous this virus is. And look around you. What evidence are you seeing of it locally? But yet we, like I said, we've got them dragging people out of the ocean. We've got them going up to them in grocery stores, demanding they put on masks. A lot of things are going on based off of fear, not necessarily off of reality or fact. Now, yes, don't get me wrong. I know that the virus is there. It's a bad thing, but is it as bad as they're portraying it as? And why would they do that? Well, all I can say, in my opinion, somebody stands to make a whole lot of money off of this if you will accept that vaccine. But you better find out a lot more about it before you do. That's my opinion. Rainer?
You know, the stated purpose for the beginning of this, the national guidelines that the president issued, and they were guidelines, they were not demands, was to avoid absolutely overwhelming the hospitals, because there was, I think, genuine concern that that might be the case. Well, we aren't coming anywhere near that. It isn't nearly the hospitalizations of the normal every year flu. Nothing like that kind of numbers. So, okay, that part worked. Why go to this draconian stuff? It has got to be for some other reason. And I think we need to insist that it did not turn out to be as bad as was feared. We need to get back to normal. What is happening is we're losing freedoms, which is absolutely unconscionable. And we are tearing up the greatest, have torn up the greatest economy in the world. We're still within striking distance of recovery. Let's start recovering while we're there.
Right. Now, what other, how you had your hand up?
Well, to Rainer's point there, those two Navy hospitals that were placed in ports near the cities, the big cities, they're not being utilized hardly at all. Neither are the camps that the Corps of Engineers put up. So it's obviously been overstated, the need and requirement.
Yeah. Diane?
So before we were talking about, you know, you can't go out of your house without having a face mask on. Even if you're on your own property, you can't go out of your house. And this is what we were just talking about with that Georgian guidestones, whatever.
Guidestones. Okay?
So you can't, you have to balance your personal liberties with your social duties. And that's where this is coming in. People are siding with social duties over their personal liberties. And the sad thing is people are actually seeing people go in, like with Candace Owens, going into a store, she doesn't have a face mask on. They must assume she's not sick, yet they want her arrested. They want the police to take her out of the store. All this, it's hype, it's above the top, yet people are getting behind that. And that scares me. That's what scares me.
It's very ugly. It yeah. really is, because they are willing to tromp on somebody else's rights
yeah.
for no good reason. You know, it's emotional and fear driven. It is not logical. There's nothing logical about it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I think we've beat this horse to death. So.
We're gonna take I hope it is dead.
We're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors and come back and change the subject a little bit. But before we do, talking about our sponsors, Rainer, you were telling us about Moore's Barbecue.
Yeah, they've made some adjustments to cope themselves and to help others cope with what we're going through. At all four of their locations, their hours are currently 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. through the drive-through. But you can call in and order ahead of time. Their full menu is available, and it can be found on a website, mooresoldtimebbq.com. It's barbecue, of course, but fried chicken, side dishes.
Oysters sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, seafood, whatever.
You've been one of our loyal sponsors for quite a while now.
I sure have.
You were telling me you got a message from Jeff Adelaide about the County Compass.
Yes, he's hoping to be able to do a printed version of it this coming Thursday. He said he'll make the final decision on Monday. So let's hope that that materializes and is able to get the printed paper out.
Right. And
in the meantime, he's publishing online, and he's letting us, while it's online, he's letting us have two pages instead of one.
Right.
And you can find it by doing a internet search for County Compass online. And this week's the one that'll be up there right now when this is aired. Connie Hanna has a doozy of a report. Lynn Taylor has an article, Are We Experiencing Tyranny, Rudeness, or Both in North Carolina? And Hal has got one, The Authority of Today versus the Authority of Yesteryear. Have we lost something important? And all three of those are just terrific articles.
Right. And even though he's going to try to print the paper again on Thursday, get the print edition back out, he's still going to maintain the online version. So mm-hmm. that'll give greater access to that wonderful publication, The County Compass. All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I told you before the break we were going to change the subject, and we're going to do that. Looking at a little notice out of Judicial Watch. It says, breaking, Judicial Watch announced today that it served a subpoena authorized by a D.C. federal court on Google to produce all Clinton emails from a Google account believed to contain former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, Mary, why do you think they're wanting to bring all that back up again?
Well, first of all, Hillary Clinton is supposed to stand for, I guess it's a deposition. I don't know quite how legal things work. She's never been properly questioned about her email server, and Judicial Watch has stayed on the issue, and they're supposed to depose her, I think, within the next month. She's fighting it, but the State Department says she can't fight it. She's going to have to be deposed. So I think we're finally, maybe, possibly, going to get to the of what was on that server. We are pretty sure the server was hacked by unfriendly governments, and what she did was totally illegal. And it may be that someone may be attempting to deal with it.
Woohoo!
Way.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Judicial Watch has been very active in holding people, trying to hold these people accountable. They've uncovered a lot of stuff through the Freedom of Information Act. And we know that Attorney General Barr has got Durham out there not just investigating, but they have pulled together grand juries. So things are starting to roll as far as holding some of these people accountable. And I think it's going to get hot and heavy here pretty soon.
One of the comments that's been made in some of the more objective news sources lately is that the whole thing about the Russia investigation, Christopher Steele, et cetera, was probably a Russian disinformation campaign. And their goal was not necessarily to see either candidate elected. Their goal was to create so much chaos that whichever candidate got elected, there would be disunity and there would be suspicion. And I think they, unfortunately, were pretty successful in their goal.
Yep, they were. And, you know, they obtained the FISA warrants on false information, mm-hmm. which nullifies everything after that. If they're found guilty, if that bears out to be true, then the warrants were invalid. The prosecutions, the people that were, their homes were busted into in the middle of the night and all that stuff. You know, we've got public servants, and I'm using the word servants because I believe some of them truly are servants, that have been put through terror. They've been terrorized. Yeah. Like I said, SWAT teams breaking into their houses, confiscating all of their records, their computers, putting them under arrest. Some of them have served prison time, and the financial impact of trying to defend themselves against the false charges has just been tremendous. And again, there's a certain element of society out there that'll tell me that's a conspiracy theory, but I think we're getting ready to find out because, like I said, Judicial Watch has been working hard at it. They've gotten subpoenas. And yes, Hillary Clinton herself has been called to come and testify. But she's so far avoided that. But I think her time's running out.
It should also be mentioned that Judicial Watch is not a right-wing organization. They have gone after every president since Clinton to try to keep transparency in our government. And they were, I think they were formed during the Clinton administration. I'm not sure on that. But they will go after anyone in government that they feel is violating transparency.
Absolutely. Yes. Diane.
So the Judicial Watch is also suing the state of North Carolina for failing to clean our voter rolls.
Yes. And,
right? So they're targeting, they said there's over a million voters on our rolls that are illegal or are, you know, illegitimate. Anyway, they are targeting two counties, and I think it's Mecklenburg, and I think it's Guilford, I think, right? That's Greensboro area.
Right.
Those counties are the worst offenders, so we'll see.
High population areas.
Yeah, so we'll see where that goes. I'm glad they're doing it now because it's before the election, presidential election.
Right.
People on our voting rolls that are more than 120 years old, and I think that's a little questionable.
Well, there's that old meme, right? You know, if I die, please just don't let me vote Democrat.
Well, you know, there's a big push on to, again, going back to coronavirus and the fear factor and having to stay at home and maintain that social distancing. You know, that doesn't work very well with an election and going to the polls. So there's a big push on to do away with voting in person at the polls. Yeah. They want to vote by mail.
And, yes, and if we do that, we will never have another honest vote again.
Absolutely. You're right, Rainer. You're right.
The other thing that they've done, a number of states, Virginia is one of them, they are changing their voting laws. Mm-hmm. They're opening up to more of the early voting, which I don't know if you get much earlier, you're going to be voting right after the president's elected for the next one to come in. That's just ridiculous.
Rick, there is also discussion going on rather quietly so far about whether or not the Democrat governor of North Carolina will use the coronavirus as an excuse to cancel the Republican convention.
Yeah, that's right, in Charlotte this year.
How? Yeah. Speaking of strange reaction to the coronavirus problems and concerns, I've heard that Nancy Pelosi has been siding with the Chinese in the argument with President Trump about withholding money from the World Health Organization. It seems to me she's lost her mind. I just can't believe anybody would do that.
Yep, I'm glad you brought that topic up because I think that was a very bold and appropriate move by POTUS. United Nations, I've been an advocate for as long as I can remember that I knew anything about the United Nations, that we get them out of this country and quit funding them.
What and get do? Out of the United Nations ourselves as well.
Right. What do we get from them? What benefit is it to us? Okay. And the World Health Organization is just another arm of the United Nations, and it's the same thing. And I applaud the president for his move on that.
Me too.
That land up in New York could be put to a lot better use than that.
That's some very valuable real estate. And plus, we bring these people into our country. And when they get here, they can do anything they want to, and they aren't accountable to our laws. They have immunity. You know, there's a lot of crime, if you go and do the research, that has been committed by these diplomats and all that have come in and done a lot of different things and were not held accountable because of their diplomatic immunity.
Yep. When we used to live in Fredericksburg, we heard some horror stories about things that happened. You would hate to see anybody nearby with one of those diplomats' license tags.
Yeah.
Bad news.
All they have to do to get the UN out of New York City is force the diplomats to pay their parking tickets.
Ooh, what a good idea. You're right, Mary.
Try to drive through the UN area of Manhattan. The diplomats are all double parked and they really don't care and they just tear up their tickets. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get rid of them, just make them pay their parking tickets, they'll leave, and then you can use the real estate for something useful.
Well, getting back to Judicial Watch on the North Carolina voting issue, when it filed It says North Carolina's 100 counties are close to, at, or above 100% of their age eligible citizenry.
As statistics. Yeah. Huh? What does that mean?
That almost 100% of our age eligible people are registered to vote.
And we know that's not true.
That is because of the voter registration.
So we're getting close to being like California and having 110% turnout for some of the elections.
Well, I got your point now.
Again, it says about 17% of North Carolina's registrations were inactive, which was the fifth worst highest of the 40 states for which data were available.
Wow.
In 19 North Carolina counties, 20% or more of the registrations were inactive. And in three counties, 25% or more were inactive. In other words, the rolls need to be cleaned, Diane.
I suggest you get Jay DeLancey as a guest on the show maybe next week to talk about all this.
Yeah, I've been in discussions with Dave. He's got all his information, and we've been putting it off until the appropriate time. He's working in some other channels too. So, yeah, he's willing to do that, and we will be doing that soon.
Perfect. Great. Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to open up the floor here. Anybody that has a topic that they want to approach, Mary's got her hand up. Go!
I want to go back to what you just said about talking about the voters, the problems with the voting lists. Major Dave has shown us that voter fraud happens at the point of voting because you have these lists that are not correct, but it also happens in the tallying of the votes and the data being manipulated after the election.
Well, that's election fraud.
Election fraud, yes.
Both things are going on simultaneously.
Yes.
And he has a very simple suggestion that would help with that is make them, the boards of elections in the various states, submit them to more than one place separately from each other. Yes. And then they'd have a check against the facts later on.
And right. have the tallies done, as Hal said, simultaneously. Two places in Raleigh, for example, the treasurer's office and the auditor's office, and they should jee-haw. If they don't, something is badly wrong.
Well, I think anybody with good common sense who exercises that common sense realizes that having a voter ID is not anybody from being able to vote. It's not a voter suppression issue. It's less still an election issue.
Yeah. Statistically, where it's been implemented, the number of voters has gone up in all categories.
Right.
The voter identification.
Take another quick break here to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, during the break, we had some discussion. We were pretty confident that we're going to have to, well, we go ahead and make the call now. I know we're going to have to do a virtual meeting on next Tuesday, which would be our third Tuesday open to the public meeting that we hold every month. Normally, we'd be downtown at Stanley Hall Ballroom at 7 o'clock, but because of social distancing, that's not going to be possible for this next upcoming meeting. So we're going to do a virtual meeting, just like we're doing the recording here for the show, only this comes with video and everything. And Hal, tell us who our guest speaker is going to be.
Well, you know, we talked about Major Dave just a little while ago, and we've made arrangements for Major Dave to be on be our guest that night. And as you know, he's gotten done a great deal of study about voter fraud, not only at the Board of Elections and voting places, but also at the state level, and very concerned about the State Board of Elections and some things that have happened. And he's got a lot of data that he's gathered, and he can share that with us. He's gotten a lot of attention in this because the General Assembly asked him to come up and make them a presentation too. He's quite an expert. His military background was in the IT work for the military, so he's like Rick, has that same background. And so we expect it to be an excellent meeting. There are a lot of attributes that this Zoom meeting has that really make it a great way to hold a meeting like this. You show projectors, and you can show videos, various things. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting meeting.
It will be. And Hal, just not like Rick, he has a great mind. His ability to recall the facts and the numbers is just amazing to me. We've had him on the radio before. We've had him in our public meeting before the 2016 elections. And the man is just brilliant when it comes to working with numbers and spreadsheets and gathering the data, and then his ability to recall all that. I forgot, what are we doing now? Radio show? Yes.
If you hear him talk, you'd think he's surely referring to some notes or some books or something like that. But no, it just comes right off the top of his head.
Right. And folks, during this time also, since we won't be having our monthly meeting, we won't be able to pass the hat there. So we're going to do that virtually also.
All right.
Go to cctaxpayers.com and click on the donate button. You'll help us pay for the, the license for this software that helps us do the virtual meetings, and you'll just help to support CCTA, and we'd appreciate that. That's cctaxpayers.com. While you're there, you can go through the archives of the Wake Up Call radio program after you click on the donate button. But even if you don't click, you can still go through the radio program. Hal?
Rick, I'd like to mention that some of the money goes, we do buy copies of the United States Constitution, buy the thousands and give them away. And I think that that's a worthy cause. There's several things that we do that really are.
Good. Bob, real quick, we got to cut this.
I was just going to say, look for the email to invite you to our virtual meeting.
Right. You'll be getting an email. And if you're on CC Taxpayers email list, you'll be getting an email that will provide you with the program ID and the password to get into the meeting. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's CCTA Wake Up Call. Thank you for joining us. Please go out and visit our sponsors. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.